Let's do this! Thank you so much for tuning into today's story. Don't forget to rate and follow so you never miss out on all the Ryer's Readers fun. Before we get into the story, do you want to know a fun fact? Did you know that berries, like all kinds of berries, are super delicious and super healthy? Strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, they're all packed with vitamins and antioxidants, which help your body fight off germs and keep you healthy. Pretty cool, huh? Okay, story time. Today, we are going to read Nicky Mittens and the Hungry Unicorn by John Marcella. Nicky Mittens is a dreamer. He grows fruit in his backyard. He's intent on feeding millions, and he works extremely hard. One day, he heard a growl from his sister Chloe's tummy. So he pointed to the backyard to a snack that's oh so yummy. They skipped outside together to their favorite berry bush. But what they found was shocking. Nicky fell down on his tush. Chloe's eyes began to tear up. Nicky began to gripe. Their bush was rather empty. The berries had been swiped. Nicky put on his lucky mittens. It made him feel effective. They started to investigate, like expert fruit detectives. As Chloe looked for clues, Nicky furiously scribbled, "Someone was here last night. All our berries have been nibbled." That night, they climbed the treehouse to scan the orchard and keep watch. They're here to catch the nibbler, and their sleuthing is top-notch. They stood guard over the berries, looking out for any sound. But the scene was rather peaceful, and they dozed off on the ground. When Nicky and Chloe woke up, what they found was not amusing. The nibbler took more berries while they were deeply snoozing. Even though they felt defeated, this was not the time to quibble. They made a plan to stop the thief from taking one more nibble. They grabbed a baby monitor and aimed it with precision. They'll catch the thief red-handed. They're equipped with full night vision. They camped out by the berries and again dozed off to sleep. But quickly they were woken when they heard a blaring beep. On went Nicky's flashlight, Chloe's face filled with scorn. There stood the berry nibbler, a magic unicorn. Nicky jumped to his feet and threw out a giant net. The unicorn was captured. They stopped the berry threat. As they approached the unicorn, they heard her stomach growl. She was really, really hungry, not some bad guy on the prowl. They caught the berry nibbler, but she's just a friend in need. They pulled away the netting, and the unicorn was freed. At first, they thought the unicorn should be captured in a net, but you can't judge someone's character before you've even met. The unicorn looked sad. She let out a little squeal. That's when Chloe realized they all needed a nice meal. They slowly ambled over and they hugged the wild beast. They told her to get ready to share a tasty feast. Nicky cracked the eggs while Chloe mixed the batter. The unicorn's mouth watered when she saw the berry platter. Their home was filled with laughter and lots of munchy crunching. They barely finished breakfast before they started lunching. "Thank you for the feast, my friends. I'll pay you back in spades. I think it's time for us to share some wild escapades. She spread her magic wings, then she jumped up in the sky. Put on your lucky mittens, hold on tight so we can fly. The unicorn's eyes sparkled, her horn glittered gold. She was so majestic, a grand sight to behold. They jumped up on the unicorn and zipped right through the air. Nikki and Chloe smiled as the wind breezed through their hair. The unicorn made amends by helping in the field. And when they worked together, they increased their berry yield. With extra fruit and berries, they could do something amazing. They'd feed hungry kids around the globe whenever they were craving. Their harvest was more bountiful than in their wildest dreams. Their barn was overflowing. It was bursting at the seams. So if you're ever feeling hungry or have a hankering for fruit, just call the magic unicorn and soon she'll be en route. With every single mouth they fed, they couldn't help but smile. They gave their friend a chance and she did her thing with style. They all worked towards redemption and their future's looking bright. They wondered how they did it, how they got it all so right. Nikki credits his lucky mittens. Chloe thanks the stars above. But the truth is much more simple. It just took a little love. The end. Don't forget to stick around to see if you can answer today's paying attention question. Before you go, do you think you can answer today's paying attention question? Nikki and Chloe kept falling asleep while they camped out to catch the berry nibbler. What did they set up to keep watch over the berries? If your answer was a baby monitor, you did it! Great job! You sure were paying attention. I hope you enjoyed that story. I wonder what we're gonna read next.